Hey, what's going on, my friends? It's Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary. Double fisting this morning. Double fisting, my friends. You see how I do it. I don't even play. Not even playing this morning. We've got a great guest on, a returning guest. Okay. We often do this where we bring back somebody and, get an update on their journey, get an update on their life, get an update on how they're doing. If you're new here, put your seatbelt on. There's nothing like this. There's nothing like this show. I don't know of any other, gurus or, course creators or community facilitators or anything that podcast shows, anything like that, where they're actually interviewing their actual customers and not other gurus. There's a guru podcast to listen to if that's what you're into by the dozen, but there's only one Wake Up Legendary where we are actually interviewing our actual customers. It's not about me. It's not about interviewing me or me telling my story or anything like that. It's about you telling your story. And so we're honored to have another amazing guest returning back, last on the show in November. Amanda, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Amanda. So where are you calling in from, and when was the last time you were on the show?
I am calling from a tiny little town in Ontario called Stevensville. It's right near the Buffalo border. And the last time I was in was November last year.
Yeah, so I was right. So November, somewhere in there.
Yeah. Well, I think it was November 17th.
Were you on my birthday? Okay.
Is that your birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I would have remembered that. Could it have been your birthday? I don't know. Maybe it was the 14th. I'll have to double check.
Anyways, it was right in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was my birthday week.
Oh. Well, happy birthday back then, believe it or
not. I was 40. I turned 40. So it was like, pretty wild.
Yeah.
Had an adult birthday.
What does that mean exactly? Because I don't think I've had one of those yet.
I actually was like, wow, I'm an adult now. Like, I was like 40. Like, the 4 was in front instead of behind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was like, wow. So yeah. Anyways, the 50, 60, 70-year-olds on the show are like, shut up, grasshopper, you know? So let's start off this way. What have you loved about Legendary and your experience here and going through this process over the past 6 to 9 to 12 months?
So I love everything about Legendary. When I started, I didn't know affiliate marketing was even, I didn't know those two words in one sentence. I didn't realize that people made money doing this. It was like I'd lived in the dark for 43 years. And then, I found a girl on Instagram that was talking about how she was a stay-at-home mom, making all this money, retiring her husband and all this stuff. And I thought, I was at a pretty, I want to say low point of my life, but it was low because I was overwhelmed by life. Like, I was working more than 60 hours a week. I'm a mortgage agent. And it's a very demanding, high stress career choice, but I've been doing it for almost 20 years. And I was, at the time, there were so many mortgage agents saying, I have no business coming in. I'm broke. I don't know what to do. I'm leaving the industry. And, we have been going through a huge compliance,
overhaul.
Yes. that was weird. In the last year or so, and we're getting almost daily compliance emails, make sure you're doing this, make sure you're not doing that. Advertising, I think more and more agents are getting on social media and possibly misleading clients. So it's been a big focus, and our government here in Canada has not helped us on the affordability factor of home ownership. So it has been a very, very stressful year for homeowners and mortgage agents. And again, while everybody else was kind of saying, oh, we're overwhelmed, we can't make money, I was saying, I'm overwhelmed, I can't keep up with the amount of business coming in the door. My sons travel for lacrosse. They're very big into lacrosse. That's what they want to do through university. So I was traveling all over with them. We have horses and dogs and a pretty big life here. So I just felt like I needed to slow it all down. So at that same time, I came across this reel and I was like, oh, what's that? I have to check it out. And it was literally the same day I bought the $7 course. I think it was 2 weeks later, I bought the blueprints. I just went all in because I could see how it would change my life and how I lived my life, even down to the cleaning out your wallet thing. Like, that was brilliant. I was like, wow, I don't even know the last time I did this. It was a complete change of mindset that I love most about it. But yeah, I think that was the base of the question. Sorry, am I running on here?
No, I'm loving that you're running on, because, you know, the more you talk, the less I talk. And that's what the people want, right? I mean, the people are not here to particularly hear me. They hear me throughout the training. They want to hear you. And again, that's for those of you who are new, that's why I do this show. Because it's like, so often you take a course, you find something online, and it's like the only person that's talking is the guy or gal who's selling it to you, right? And it's like, you know, we could put all these interviews behind a paywall, you know, but I mean, all these interviews are out, done nearly 1,000 of them for anybody to listen to, you know, whether they're, you know, and we were talking backstage a moment ago about a few kind ladies who, you know, have a Facebook group out there and who are helping, you know, legendary customers. And, you know, they're not even particularly selling legendary or really they've got their own stuff that they're doing, but they're just, there's a good likelihood that they see that, well, hey, these guys are really putting out legitimate stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why I do this show, is to hear from people, but not just me. Let all of you who are here on the show hear from other people in these interviews, which are unscripted. I mean, Amanda, you could get on here and say anything you want. I could have said, well, what do you love about Legendary? You said, well, I don't love Legendary at all. As a matter of fact, I'm about to tell you all about it. You know, and there's not a whole lot of things out there, especially in this industry, that are that transparent and that are that, you know, that are that, you know, that give people an opportunity to be able to have a platform themselves. So, you know, that's if you're new here, we do this every day, 5 days a week, and you're going to hear lots of different stories, and hopefully you hear something that you relate to. Hopefully you hear something that motivates you. When you combine that with the training, you know, I'm not going to say it's a magic formula, but it certainly helps to hear people who are applying the stuff and how they're applying it and what they have overcome and what it looks like in practical real life. So take us back. What is the biggest thing that you had to overcome, like, leading up to your first interview in November? And, like, what do you feel like you're overcoming, whether it's a limiting belief or something, you know, outside some circumstance or something like that? Like, what, talk to us about what have the biggest challenges for you been along this journey?
Well, because I came in with zero, like, didn't know a thing about it. And I didn't even, I had an Instagram account that maybe had like 10 followers or something, but it was mostly posts about my dog. You can probably, I don't know if you can hear him snoring behind me. It's really embarrassing. But anyways, most of my posts were about my dog. So I really didn't, or my kids, but I didn't even know how to use Instagram or TikTok or anything. Biggest challenge was the technology. Mm. I am super technology inept. Like, if my computer doesn't turn on, I'm toast. What that was probably my biggest challenge leading up to the interview. I was terrified. I was so afraid. I was shaking like a leaf. And now I'm a lot less camera shy. I mean, I don't always love the way I look on camera, but I just don't really care anymore because I had so many people reach out to me after my first Wake Up Legendary interview. Saying, you did great. What were you so nervous for? And some of those conversations, those just little reach outs from people that were watching have become like online friendships. Like these are women that I still connect with regularly and we support each other. Just, people, they'll say, like, oh, what do you think about this? And, this happened. What should I do? And we've really become like a support system from that interview. So going on today, I wasn't nervous at all. Like I really hope that anybody that's listening or concerned about something will start, reaching out to other people that are in this community because it's such a supportive, tight-knit, uplifting community. It's, I don't know. That's probably one of my favorite things about Legendary.
Me too. Me
Yeah.
too. In compliance, you spoke about your mortgage company doing compliance. I mean, we've been trying to over the last couple of actually since the beginning of this year, like really kind of because 2023 was a big year in terms of people coming in and just like tons of people promoting us, and like it was a lot for us to even keep up with the growth, right? So we had a lot of people who were promoting us and a lot of people who were a lot of methods that people were using to promote us, and the kind of community element got that sort of, hey, everybody's like welcome here. Like, it's the person who has the least amount of success is the most important person here. Because that's kind of how I grew up in recovery, right? Was like many of I'm a recovering addict and an alcoholic, mostly addict. And the most important person in the room is the newcomer, right? That's how people stay sober, is you go and you find somebody who's struggling, you find a newcomer and you help them out, right? You give them your phone number, you tell, or you call them, or you offer to sponsor them, or you make yourself available, or you sit with them, or you take them out to, and I've been doing that for 15 years, just built making myself available to new people, and also, developing and curating my own support group, just like you're talking about, outside of marketing, right? Now, many of my support group are also business owners and entrepreneurs and online marketers. I mean, I've got my inner circle, and then I've got kind of my bigger support group. And so, some of the things that we've been really focused on here over the last this year, particularly, and especially much more recently, is protecting and curating that part of our community, where it's everybody's results are going to be different. Everybody's journey is going to be different. We want you all really looking at the strategies, the skill sets, and the business models, and not doing what somebody else is doing just because you feel that that's, you need to copy them to have the same success because you're struggling with your own imposter syndrome. But really take your time to look at these skills and look at these core four business models and ask yourself, what do I want to do? And build yourself a business plan, and then follow through with that business plan. And you're right. You try to do it alone, you're going to be all up in your head. And so connecting with other people who you can get outside of your head, they can remind you, they can validate you, they can give you accurate feedback instead of the horrible feedback and criticism that we give ourselves. We're ready to throw it all away. And it's like, oh, hold on a second. This ain't that bad, girl or dude. This stuff actually looks pretty good. I'd listen to you, I'd follow you. And then it's like, oh, okay. I mean, your first fan might be, like you said, somebody who you you connect with. And I love that people reached out to you. I hope all of you realize as well that these people on the show, they're not gurus. I'm not even a guru. No, none of us are unapproachable. That's one of the reasons why I kind of do this show the way that we do it, because I don't even want to appear unapproachable. You know, I'm just sitting here on a damn laptop, you know, sitting here on my, on just a regular desk in my office here. You know, I mean, there's nothing, I don't have a production crew here. We're not, there's not a big camera set up. We want to be approachable. We want you to know that we're all just regular people who put our pants on the same way as you do. What would we not have noticed by looking at your content and your profiles that you were overcoming? What are some of the internal things? What are some of the even stuff that's popped up recently since your last interview? Like, what are some of the limiting beliefs that other people may be able to relate to that you've either been battling or have, you know, somewhat overcome?
Well, social media is funny because you don't really see, you don't see that, that background, that's the stuff people are dealing with out off camera. Right. So, okay. We have a, at the same time that I started, I launched my business the same month we had a tenant. We own a bunch of rental properties as well. Started buying investment properties when I was very young, well, 23. And we had a tenant at that time in September when I launched, that stopped paying her rent. And it's, what's hilarious is that she is the reason I was on Instagram that day looking for remote jobs. Like, super bizarre how the world turns. So she said, I lost my job. I can't afford to pay the rent. And I said, okay, well, let's figure something out. I will help you to find a job. Went on to look for a job, for her. She didn't end up doing it, anything I suggested. She just decided not to pay the rent. So she, I was getting more and more frustrated. I went to the landlord tenant board. I filed for the court date. We did get the eviction just like 2 weeks ago. She owes us like $16,000 in rent. So that has been going on the last 6 months. And so if I hadn't been doing, and I'm not making any income claims here, but if I hadn't been doing what I was doing in the background in Legendary, if she hadn't called me and said, I can't pay my rent, I need to find something remote, I wouldn't have been on Instagram that day. I wouldn't have been looking for remote jobs, seeing that Instagram reel probably, because I'd never been on Instagram before looking for remote jobs. And I would not, we probably wouldn't have been able to pay for our son's private school tuition. We would have had to work out some kind of a payment plan with the school, because what she didn't pay would have grossly impacted our ability to pay for our kids' school tuition. And she genuinely didn't care that it was financially affecting us. She just didn't want to get a job and didn't want to pay the rent. So stuff like that goes on in the background. And here I am still like getting online and, you know, and this is a great life. And it is a great life because, again, had I not been doing affiliate marketing, and that doesn't mean only promoting Legendary, because Legendary taught me how to promote other things, not just Legendary, in other niches. But I mean, these past 7 months would have been like devastating for us. It definitely felt powerful during the last 7 months.
Right. And to be able to like talk about it now is really impactful and inspiring. And I think all of us kind of felt that during the pandemic, not all of us, like most people, because I didn't particularly feel that thankfully, because I had been building a business prior to an online business prior to the pandemic. But I think a lot of people who were normally pretty much coasting and doing okay when the pandemic hit, I think that really that same experience of like, oh crap, we don't have income coming in anymore. Like we just got sent home. Mm-hmm. Like we're on lockdowns. Like in America, we're waiting on $1,400 checks that yeah. like never came. Like I didn't get one. You had to make less than a certain amount of money, which was the majority of the country, you know, yeah. the large majority. And so, you know, you never know when you're going to need a plan, but you better have had your plan in place before something tragic happens.
Absolutely.
I think that's the comfortability or the it's hard to act and to prepare when chaos is not or crisis is not happening in that moment, but you're damn sure when mm-hmm. crisis strikes, glad that you had something in place. And it reminds me a little bit of what I consider luck. Luck is where preparation meets opportunity, right?
Yes, definitely.
You know, because I mean, we got lucky as a company over the past few years to be able to welcome all of these people who were looking for online skills into our community. But guess what? We had been preparing for them for a long time by just simply being in business.
Yeah.
Not even like you have to be like, okay, the masses are coming, you know, let's build up the reserves. I mean, a lot of times you just have to be in business. That's one of the things that we've talked about quite a bit here on the show is just that part of online marketing, social media marketing nowadays is actually just having your content out there and having your profile up and having videos out there on that platform, because that platform will put your videos in front of people who are already looking for the solutions and information on that topic. And you don't even have to tell your story. You don't even have to explain it to them because they've already been watching videos on that topic. Mm-hmm. Get to just slide right in there. And if they resonate with yours, maybe they will follow. Maybe they will click your link. And it's just about getting launching.
Yeah.
Talk. You mentioned the technical aspect. And I think before the show, you also, and how that was a challenge for you. Let's talk about actually creating content. I think that you said your first Wake Up Legendary, Roxy got it for us November 14th. That's the first time that you went live.
Yeah.
What's it been like for you to actually create content, to put yourself out there, to get to launch, to go from learning, which is exciting, but is also safe? Right.
Yeah. The learning part, I can understand why people would really focus on learning and get like overwhelmed with creating the content and never posting it. Like I just kept listening to what I was being told by Legendary. Just do it. Just post it. Even if it's not perfect, just get it out there. You can amend what you're doing. You look at your insights, figure out what's working, figure out what's not working. But just start. And I kept hearing that, just start. And I gave myself a bunch of excuses through August as to why I couldn't start. And I mean, just start, because if I hadn't started, like I already said this, but if I hadn't started, my life would be, my stress would be a lot higher right now. Mm. Like, and yeah, I mean, it's funny because people will say, oh, you're so lucky. I don't know. I just get annoyed by that. It's not luck. It's not luck that, I mean, stars must have aligned somewhere to make me click on that link and do the course and that, but you just got to start. And that was probably the biggest challenge. Before I actually launched, I probably took 50 videos of myself just talking to the camera. And I was like, you look ridiculous. You sound ridiculous. You sound like a robot. Like I was like reading off a piece of paper saying, do you want to make money? Like, it was like so unrelatable. And then when I just started just talking to the camera and pretending like I was talking to a friend or, you know, a client, because clients come to me all the time, you know, I just am not making enough. How can we make this more affordable? If the camera becomes somebody that needs my help versus me trying to sell something, it just comes across so much more genuine.
That's a, you know, do you like that 360?
I love that.
Wow. I mean, hello. Yeah. You know, my camera becomes a friend who needs my help. My camera becomes a stranger who's asking for advice.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we don't, talking to our friends can be, you know, maybe they don't listen. just talk to a stranger, a kind stranger, you know, a little old lady who just is looking for some help, you know? Yeah. Jeff Bezos in an interview once said the way that he deals with business and anxiety within his work, and I'm sure this overflows to his personal life too, is that when a problem comes up, he sits on it so little time before he sends the first email and gets into solution problem solving mode. And he found that as soon as he sent that first email and got into the solution, the anxiety dissipated.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, yeah. Well, because the majority of our anxiety comes from when we're just sitting, when we're in contemplation mode, we become paralyzed. We start to analyze even more. What if we start to, I like to call future trip, right? Mm-hmm. About all the things that may or may not happen. Does that resonate with you about just taking some action?
Just do it. Just do it. It's like me with my taxes. I put them off forever. Why? I could just sit and do them. I end up putting them off for months and then I get them done in 2 days. That could just, and then all of the stress that was building up and and literally preventing me from being able to breathe normally is gone. Like, it's just do it. Just do the thing. If you're, you know, if you want to start promoting dog training, do it. Just, if you have the dog and you know how to train them and you have a great tool to share with other people that works for you, don't sit on it. Just get it out there. And I mean, going back into every time I get a little anxious, oh my, you know, my analytics aren't, that it's not looking good. Like I got up to, I don't know, I said something like I'd reached 135,000 people in 30 days. And then I went, and then it went down to like 110,000 and I panicked. I was like, oh my gosh, well, what am I doing wrong? So I went back on, hot seat. And it was like just tweaking some things. It was just the way I was saying things and shortening videos or, you know, maybe not saying that. And that actually made me realize that I was actually not being perfectly compliant with some of my words. And I was like, really? I didn't even notice I was doing it. So I went back and took those videos out and re-edited my captions and took out some hashtags. And, but if I hadn't done it, I wouldn't have known that I was doing it wrong either. Right. I would have just been sitting there, you know, if you overanalyze everything you're doing and don't just get it out there, then you're never really going to know. I'm not saying go out and tell people, hey, you can make $1 million with affiliate marketing. Don't do that. But you just have to start. You have to start somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, entrepreneurship is a lot about shooting first and asking questions later, or shooting first and learning later. You know, I can't tell you how many times if I would have waited until I was perfectly perfect from all the aspects of the ways that we want to be perfect from, you know, the looking good on video, sounding good on video, my approval, of course, not others' approval, you know, being perfectly compliant, you know, all the, I can remember when I was running ads early on in my career on Facebook, because that was the main, method that we used back in 2000 and
back in my day,
2010 to 2012, Facebook ads were really hot. This was right after like something big called the Google slap happened, where everybody, all the affiliate marketers and online marketers were running ads on Google, and they just came through and just did a big compliance overhaul and just kind of deactivated thousands of accounts. And everybody was printing money running Google ads, mm-hmm. because it was kind of a new thing, you know, like everybody was using Google, everybody was searching stuff, everybody was all over the search engine, and you could throw up an ad and it was just a new medium. So it was just, people were just like clicking these ads. Advertising was super cheap, right? Because mm-hmm. not a lot of people were doing it yet. And Google just came through and just deactivated everybody's account, made everybody come back, reapply, right? Mm-hmm. And kind of start over. Well, so many of us marketers went over to Facebook, right? Like good marketers do, you know, find new platforms to screw up. And ruin.
hopefully not.
I mean, Gary Vaynerchuk says it best. Marketers ruin everything, and we do, right? I'm putting myself in that thing because when we see an opportunity to buy or to gain attention, because that's what our job is. Marketers' job is to go and put our products and services or whatever products and services we're marketing in front of eyeballs. Mm-hmm. And so that is our job. So marketers tend to, you know, marketers are the reason why, whether it be, it's not just affiliate marketers, it's marketing agencies, it's marketing, you know, marketers and companies, because we're the ones who have to go out and take the product to market and create the advertisements and create the messaging. And, you know, we tend to change platforms. Marketers change platforms. It's exactly what's happened to TikTok over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. TikTok was a nice white, you know, pony, a nice white sheep. I mean, and we sacrificed that baby. I mean, now, you know, TikTok, they want to kick it out of America. People went on there with all their scams, you know, Bitcoin, this Ponzi scheme, you know. And so, you know, when I started, I was on Facebook ads and I didn't know any better. I was marketing training to network marketers of how to generate leads online instead of chase their friends and family. You know, like people in Amway. And so I would use the company logo, you know, and put it right as my image for the ad, you know, until I started getting cease and desist letters from these companies. And they were like, hey, you got to stop using our logo, man. And I was like, oh, snap. You know, I just didn't know.
Right.
I didn't know. I didn't understand copyright. Most of us don't understand those things when we first start. And if you're going to go to school and become, that's why you have to, you know, that's why you have to get trained. You have to hire professionals. You have to sometimes get your hand slapped.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
If I would have never started, I wouldn't have known, oh crap, that's wrong. And well, now I just need to use a different image, an image that's royalty free, an image that doesn't have, I'm not using somebody else's copy. So this is a great thing for all of you to hear, is that we have to shoot first and ask questions later in some circumstances. Now, there's other, the good thing about our community is that there are so many places to get help. There are so many places to ask questions. Mm-hmm. You've got to be resourceful. And that's one of the things you mentioned, going back into the blueprints in your your questionnaire, and I can't remember if you've referenced it here throughout our show. But, you know, one of the things that we make available is people being able to go in, not only go back through our curriculum, but also come into our hot seats. I think you may have just mentioned it. Come into our hot seats, come into our support 101 calls. How, you know, how are you blending taking action with coming back in? I think you just touched on this, right? I ranted though and kind of forgot if you had touched.
That's okay.
The reason why I'm bringing this up is just because I think people think that they're supposed to go through the education one time and memorize everything.
No.
When it's really like a book that you, or an even an encyclopedia that you can go in and you may pick up something different the next time you watch it.
Yeah, definitely. Like I go back to the blueprints. I always have legendary marketers. I have three screens going on in my office all the time. And I always have legendary marketer up on my left screen, along with my other mortgage platform. And I toggle between them because when I have a quiet moment and I'm working on something, I have something running from legendary, even if I'm just listening to it, like a wake up legendary or a, I'm in the legendary marketers group as well with Drew on Monday afternoons. And even if I'm only just listening to him talk and I can't actually participate in it, it's always going because you like, there's so much to learn that you just doing the 15-day challenge once isn't enough. I know there are some marketers out there that have gone on to make money only having that, but that wouldn't have been for me. Like I had to have those blueprints. The Support 101 I've gone on in so many times. I don't even know how many registration confirmations I have in my emails. Just going in and just listening, or if I can get on to get them to fix something that's not quite working right. Those marketers they're pros. They know what they're doing. They find stuff that I wouldn't have noticed for sure, especially in the hot seat. They'll go in and do a deep dive through all of my Instagram reels, my captions, my email marketing, and other people are learning from the mistakes I've made when they're going through those things. So that's awesome. I'm happy that it's helping. I sometimes feel guilty because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm taking up all this time, but other people are seeing what I've done wrong and learning from that. But the number of times I've gone through the 15-day challenge or check back in, I noticed a couple of weeks ago that day 12 was locked. And I was like, no, why is it locked? I'm on day 11. I need to see day 12 tomorrow. So they fixed that. But and the blueprints, because they change. You guys are updating that and improving those all the time. Like you've added the faceless reel content. And then Joanne did that 5-day post challenge. That's now in the blueprints. And the creating a digital product, that's now part of it. Like it's just, if you expect to just look at it once and know all the things, you're doing it wrong. Like you need to go back in because you're going to hear different things every time you listen to it. I've totally fallen in love with affiliate marketing. And I need to know more. So I keep going back in and watching it over and over again, because there are definitely things that I missed the first time around that I catch on the second, third time.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a culmination of a lot of people's experience and wisdom back there. I mean, you know, Mark Harbert, who helped us with the digital courses blueprint, just bringing him in for a different perspective. I mean, this is a guy who's built a incredible business, who I've known for literally the 13 years that I've been doing this and watched him, we overhauled that entire course with him and uploaded a completely new version just about, you know, 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. And maybe it wasn't even that long.
No, I don't think it was.
Yeah. Maybe it was more at the beginning of this year. You know, that all was updated for at no additional cost to all of you. So, you know, I see people sometimes in our community come back in, maybe they'll post in the Facebook group, whatever, and say, hey, I've been, you know, out of the loop or whatever, whatever that means, you know, off doing other things, chasing other rabbits, you know, and they're like, how do I get plugged back in? Or where is this? Or what's new? And it's like, man, there's a lot of things that are new. And I wonder what you could have accomplished if you would have just stayed steady. It's not about, I think there's so much wisdom in that tortoise and the hare.
Yes.
It's like, you don't have to be the hare. And I think too many of us are trying to be the hare.
Yeah.
You know, we want that fast. We want to look at the absolute fastest person too that we can find and compare ourselves to them. It's like going and trying to play basketball and be Michael Jordan.
Yeah. You know,
it's like, why? Like, why do you need to be Michael Jordan? Like, there's so many other basketball players who are successful, who live a wonderful life, who enjoy the sport, who make plenty of money, and they're not Michael Jordan. And how do you even know if Michael Jordan's like happy? You know, how do you even know if Michael
Jordan? I want a hat. I need to throw a hat. Thank you.
How do you know if Michael Jordan is like, you know, I mean, some people do have natural gifts. You know, some people do have natural talent, you know, and, you know, that's okay. They're anomalies. They're like Michael Jordan. They're anomalies. But if I live my life going into everything that I do, looking at the anomaly, looking at the extraordinary, looking at the greatest or best person to do it or ever do it, and sit there and compare myself, I am going to degrade myself. I am going to criticize myself. I am going to never, ever even start, because I'm going to say, why bother?
Yeah.
You know? So I need to really go in and be okay being the tortoise and not the hare. That tortoise just – because at the end of the day, the tortoise wins the race anyways. My experience is you go really high, really fast. You crash just as hard.
Yeah, you know? Totally.
So it's better to have a nice steady climb – wherever you're going, which you don't even know at the beginning, you have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, you might look at other people and compare yourself, but your journey is, I guarantee it's not going to look like anybody else's. And it's about enjoying the journey. You know, I was just at my mom's house. My uncle was down from Indiana last night. He owns a condo down here, but he's going to sell it because he's not going to retire down to Florida. He's not going to move down here, he and his wife. Because he's got grandkids up in Indiana.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not walking away from that. Like that journey
with
them, being with them every day. It's not about the extraordinary. It's not about the extraordinary moments. I have a mentor who wrote a book called Dare to Be Average. His name's Ken. And we always kind of joke each other because I'm like, F average, be legendary. And he's like, dare to be. Right. But he's a therapist. He's a very wise dude. And the whole concept is there's brilliance in the kind of monotonous moments of life, the average moments of life, like the unextraordinary.
Yes, definitely.
And so that's where the brilliance of entrepreneurship is as well. It's in how the prefix is, the non-extraordinary moments are, not the extraordinary, but just the ordinary, right?
Yes.
That's the right thing. See, I'm a ninth grade dropout. Got to bear with me for a moment. The ordinary moments of this journey are where the brilliance, where they stack up to become self-esteem. They add up to become your dignity, right? Yeah. They add up to become your journey, your story, right? So I think just for all of you who are, you know, have sort of unrealistic expectations or are frustrated with the speed at which you're growing, I mean, just trust me that one day you're going to look back and go, where'd the time go?
Yes, definitely.
You Absolutely. Are. What's coming up for you? It kind of probably reminds you of your journey as a mother as well, right?
Absolutely. It's My oldest is 17. He has 1 year left of school and he's heading off to college. I don't know. He's going to be somewhere in the States. He wants to go to Florida because it's warm there all year. Yeah, time goes by way too fast. And the I always thought I wanted the fancy things. I wanted the Land Rover. I wanted the Louis Vuitton bag. I wanted, one of my favorite shoes is I bought shoes. One of my favorite songs is I bought the shoes where the bottom is red. And I swear that song is me. I worked so hard to build this big life with all the fancy things. And then I was willing at last summer, I thought, I don't want any of this. What am I doing? What am I doing? I want to play in the garden. I want to play with my dogs. I want to be with my kids. I'm there with my kids, but I wasn't with them. Like I wasn't focused on them. I was just a minute honeying all the time and on my phone replying to clients at 9 o'clock at night, making sure that deal was put to bed, like instead of putting my kids to bed. Like it makes me want to cry thinking about it, to be honest. I wanted to throw everything away and just get back to the bones and slow everything down. And that is what this whole experience has given me. It's just given me my life back with my kids and the love of my life, who I was pretty well ignoring at the time because I just didn't have time for him either, And yeah. Time goes, the time will pass anyways. My dad always said that to me. The time will pass anyways. Do it. Just do it.
What's his name?
Wayne Vollmer.
Wayne, shout out to, now is he still with us?
Absolutely. He is he's incredible. He's in the BC Golf Hall of Fame, the Canadian Golf Hall of Fame. He has finally retired. He worked far too long, but he's very well respected. He's an incredible man.
Wow. Well, let's have a hat for Wayne. That Wayne, God, that was my grandfather's name. He went by Wayne. His name was Leonard, but he went by Wayne. So I think that's kind of a like a that was a popular name, I think, in that generation, or previous generations. Not so much anymore. Don't really get a whole lot of Waynes anymore. I think we need
Not
to
really, no.
on young mamas and dads. Let's bring back some good old Waynes.
Yeah. Let's get that back in circulation.
Well, Amanda, this has been just another beautiful hour, and thank you for coming back and seeing me again. The wisdom that comes out of your mouth is extraordinary,
Thank you.
and we appreciate you. So, let's do a third time,
I
okay?
would love to.
In the near future. And my best to you, your kids, your family, Wayne, of course. Tell them to take it easy. All right.
I will.
And stay legendary, my friend. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, my friends, please go over and now let me just make sure we've had it up. Manda, the affiliate mama. Okay. That must be correct. I just noticed that missing the A there up front. So yes, Manda, the affiliate mama, is gonna be her. Is gonna be, yep, that's correct. Over on Instagram and TikTok, Manda, the affiliate mama. Okay, is where you can find her over on TikTok and Instagram. My friends, man, we're getting all like, I don't know. That one hit there at the end, just talking about the tortoise and the hare. I think that a lot of us need to be a little bit more like the tortoise and a little bit less like the hare in our life and in our business, because Wayne, Amanda's dad, is right. The time is going to pass anyways, So enjoy it. Enjoy the journey. Don't be in such a rush to get wherever you're going, because the time is going to pass at the same speed. Right. And I promise when you get to the destination, this was another thing. Speaking of golf, Amanda's dad, Wayne, golfer. Well, they had the Masters tournament here in America this last weekend. And one of the stories that I listened to about Tiger Woods was whenever he won a tournament, he never like really took the time to celebrate it. He was just on to the next one. And so that reminds me even more to be the tortoise. right? Because I actually, as much as I admire Tiger, I don't want to be like that. I want to be able to, and I bet he does too. You know, now he has a son he's playing golf with. We change over time, but we definitely don't want to be the hare in such a rush to get somewhere. And then usually when we're in that mindset, we don't even stop to celebrate and enjoy and smell the roses when we do achieve. So it's important, just kind of get into a steady tortoise routine of finding the brilliance in the ordinary moments, celebrating the extraordinary whenever it comes and it does happen in your business. But expect it to be a journey, not a race. Expect there to be a very realistic amount of time for you to achieve things. Expect that. And if they come early, great. But at least you're not constantly being let down, right? You're embracing the journey. You're building a routine. You're finding happiness in self-esteem building and confidence building and just putting one step in front of the other. And my hunch is, because this is what's happened with me, you'll look back and you realize, wow, I've really accomplished a lot by just putting one foot in front of the other for a significant amount of time. So my friends, let's end it there. Really powerful episode. So great to catch up with Amanda. You can find her at Amanda the Affiliate Mama over on TikTok and Instagram. If you want to get started with any of our programs, you can go to legendarymarketer.com/enroll, E-N-R-O-L-L, enroll, legendarymarketer.com/enroll. And if you want to get a text message reminder whenever we go live, okay, we are live, as you can see, April 16th, 10:58. Whenever we go live with a little link that you can just click and come on over to the show right here on Facebook, you can text WUL to 813-296-8553, and we'll give you a little text message reminder right at 10 a.m. Eastern time, right when we go live. With that being said, get on out of here, my friends. Have a fantastic day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another episode of Wake Up Legendary. Peace.